Good morning. Obviously, questions. First, a nice jacket, boy. You know, I had one of those in high school. You know, sometimes EchoStar, I'll start with EchoStar, just one opening comment. It's a company that never ceases to amaze me, that, you know, EchoStar. This is a company that has launched, I think, 10 or 11 satellites. You know, we have 1 million parts. All of them have to work at one time to actually go up. We send something like 2,000 channels of digital compression that's encrypted, and it goes up and beams every square inch of the United States. I don't know how it works. And then, yeah, we're a company that can't get a computer to work and just put up a slot. So it's kind of ironic, but it just never ceases to amaze. Simple things are sometimes a hard time getting done. The two companies are split, by the way. One we call Dish Network. So it was always confusing for our customers to read about Dish Network, but we were back with our corporation, our satellite corporation. And next, our holding company will become just EchoStar Corporation. So I think there's some kind of transition, like it takes 3 or 4 months for all those name changes to happen. But ultimately, from a press perspective, you heard it here first, you're really going to have Dish Network when you're talking about the retail side of our business, which is where we actually interact with consumers and talk to them and take that monthly income for the bill. And then the wholesale side of our business is really going to be EchoStar Corporation. So it'll be a lot simpler for people to understand. But that'll take questions. Just really start with Mr. Ellis.
Okay, you over. I'm going to come over with the microphone. So who's going first?
I think Jimmy would have a question. Did you have a question, Jimmy?
Yeah, I did, Charlie. I'm Jimmy Sheffield with Carmel Group. Charlie, last year at this event, you talked about your strategy relative to the triple play. Could you update us on that?
Maybe. I think the triple play is a factor out there, and I think that. From a very broad sense, there was always a question of whether the computer was going to become your main viewing, was going to become a TV set, or the TV set was going to become a computer. That's kind of the first step. You have to kind of make that bet as to what happens there. And you know, I think it's probably the TV set to become the computer. And so the strategy really, in partial, and one of the reasons we spun off EchoStar Corporation is that I believe that the triple play strategy really is starts with the set-top box in the home, and you make sure that you have a set-top box that is a seamless interface, whether you're receiving video or audio or data from satellite or from a broadband connection, and that has to be a seamless kind of operation. All of our products that we manufacture today are called video IP products. They're all MPEG-4. They all have a input for any kind of broadband connection, whether it be wireless, cable, or telephone. So we're all set, ready to go, as we think that transition takes place to the TV set being the main entertainment or the main focus in the household. Doesn't mean you're not going to watch TV on a computer. And our friends at Sling see exactly the same thing that we see, which is your kids, if they're by themselves or they're in their bedroom or something, they're watching something on a computer, but if they're as their friends over there are watching it on a TV set. So, and Sling has got products that they're coming out with to take advantage of that change in lifestyles, and as do we. We don't have a distribution play in broadband from a distribution point of view, other than to partner with people who already have the distribution in place. And, you know, for us, our major partner there is AT&T. Of course, they announced that they'll be using us in the Bell South territories as well. So a little bit over half the country, AT&T will be our partner. We'll have to figure out how we partner with others in the rest of the country. But again, we're like Switzerland. We don't care how people get their broadband connection. We'll just make parks to work with it. Having said that, for things like high-definition television, it's clearly going to be satellite as the most competitive form of distribution for point-to-multipoint of things that use a lot of bits and a lot of information, and HD, of course, is part of that. So I think there's a relevance. I would say that my gut feel is that almost every home in America, if they were on a mission and they moved to high definition television, will have a satellite dish. They will then decide whether how they augment that with broadband, how they augment that with a cable company or a phone company or another, or just everything through satellite. But for pure HDTV, when you want to watch the Super Bowl or you're going to watch it you know, be a satellite. And so a lot of things, it may change our business slightly in the sense that we may not have people watching Nickelodeon, paying us for Nickelodeon, but they're going to pay us for ESPN HD. It may just change a little bit.
Yeah, my pick figure. Phil Swan, president of TV Productions. Charlie, I was wondering if you would expand a little bit on the high def expansion. Is there a timetable for the launch of the new satellites? Should we expect more HD channels soon or later? Or is it dependent on the new satellites? Just expand a little bit on that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Good question. We have four satellites scheduled for launch in 2008. Two of those were scheduled for 2007. But as you know, both Sea Launch and Proton had incidents last year. And there'll be one per quarter. One is for China, being launched by EchoStar Satellite, or EchoStar Corporation. That's for China and TV, mobile TV in China. The other three is the United States. And so it's really one per quarter. So the first launch will be in the end of the first quarter in the United States. And so that allows us to go to those 100 channels of HDTV, those 100 cities and everything else. Assuming there's 100 channels of HD to broadcast, which we think there will be by the end of the year. So.
Hello, Phil.
Hello.
I'm Linda Moss, Market Channel News. As a desktop maker, what do you think about TCWA, which is Brian Roberts will probably speak about this tomorrow morning. And then you have yesterday Bill Gates talking about his Xbox replacing cable desktops. What's your take on both of them?
Both of those are valid strategies. Certainly an Xbox or a Wii or a home video game can in fact do many of the things that a set-top box can do. What they can't do is process a lot of bits quickly for a lot of consumers at the same time. Only satellite really can do that. And that's why point to multipoint is so valid for satellite. Two-way, I think, is important. And again, all of our VIP products that we sell today are capable of two-way, whether that be a wireless connection, whether that be a cable connection or a phone connection or something in the future that may come about. Cable's an interesting situation because they can have a broadband product, so they can certainly do it. As I said, top manufacturer, EchoStar Corporation, certainly will try to build products and sell it to the cable industry. Phone industry, same thing. Whether they go fiber to the home or fiber to the curb, we'll have a two-way product, and so we hope to make product for them as well. So.
Hi, Charlie. Sean Bennett, Promo Group. I can't remember a time when EchoStar has had so many things going on at one time. You got HD, you got DVR, you got Sling, IPTV, you also got the MSO. You have to prioritize the top three in order of importance, and I know probably all three of them. Everything's important, but if you have to prioritize the top three in order of importance, what would they be?
Well, I think since we're split as a company, the importance are different for each company, but for Dish Network, it's primarily taking care of the almost 14 million customers that we have today. I mean, so I think you don't want to go off and degrade your pastures without making sure the first you take care of the customers that you have today. And then from a EchoStar Corporation point of view, I think it's to continue to develop the products that we see with the TV set becoming that center of attention, and how we seamlessly put all these different aspects together on the TV set. And if we do those two things well, we'll be pretty successful, you know, as a company. And hopefully other people will buy product from us. I'm pretty sure, you know, I know Dish Network is buying a lot of product from EchoStar, so, you know, I think that's going to be a good valuable customer for them. Certainly our friends at Express Group in Canada are buying a lot of products, so I think we have a pretty good North American presence, but we certainly have room for expansion around the world, and we certainly have other people who have great video products and data products in the United States that we can sell to.